Well, Darrell, the shakedown in the financial markets last weekend continued over to yesterday. Are we going to find some footing, or is this a pretty scary time, at least in the stock markets right now?
Well, very volatile time, Ray. We've had these, of course, issues in the past. 1987 comes to mind here, but of course we've got very much more interconnected global markets now. So, you know, activities in one major market will affect another. So I think this is a bit, there's been a move on the part of the Federal Reserve here to try to reassure financial markets today that they're going to take all measures necessary in order to establish some stability in the marketplace, as well as to increase the liquidity so that the lending environment becomes a little more friendly again.
Yeah, we saw them come out with a three-quarter point reduction in the major interest rate there. Was that a surprise, Darrell, or was that just they had to make this move at this time?
I think it was very much like a symbolic move here. The trade was widely expecting a 50-point cut, so they went more aggressively with another 25-point cut to reassure markets that they were, in fact, going to take measures necessary in order to try to stabilize the situation.
Now, with that coming, is it going to provide a little bit of support to the all markets, financial, stock, commodities? Do you think that'll give some footing to this after the plunge of the last week here?
Well, the way the trade has kind of started off this morning, we, of course, went down fairly hard here in the equity markets to start. Now we seem to be recovering somewhat. The commodity markets, the major commodity markets, were near limit down on the overnight session last night. As I look at it here right now, particularly the wheat market, which is very much an international market, is only down 8 or 9 cents a bushel. So it would appear that, you know, in the short run here, Ray, that they have accomplished what they wanted to.
How big of a concern is this talk about a U.S. recession, Darrell? That seems to be the trigger on all these losses that we're hearing about right now. Is this some knee-jerk reactions by traders who are just trying to get out, or what's the biggest influence here?
I think the recession issue was, of course, tied to the mortgage market, and mortgages are very significant, a financial issue, because it has a huge impact on consumer purchasing patterns. And then when you start taking this to the media, of course, that information starts to become somewhat entrenched, and people then alter their purchasing habits. So you do have to do some things that starts to restore some calm, some rational thinking in the marketplace. And I think that's exactly what's going on here right now, Ray, is that, you know, the Federal Reserve is trying to change the public opinion here to get some confidence back in the marketplace again.
Didn't look like the Bush administration's plan for some tax cuts and that type of thing to try and stabilize this went over really well, Darrell. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, of course, this is just another tool that the government can use in combination with coordination with the Federal Reserve to stimulate the economy. My concern about this, Ray, as I mentioned in previous broadcasts, is that we are dealing with a short-term crisis here. And one of the concerns will be that if these, you know, stimulative policies, including low interest rates and stimulative fiscal measures such as lowering taxes, will ultimately become inflationary, and we'll look for quite a different direction in the price of money in the economy going forward.